It's not just about watching the game. It's about betting on it. I'm Mike Valeni, and on Cash the Ticket, Jim Costa and I break down every college football and NFL matchup like it's the last game we're ever going to watch, from the best bets to the sneaky underdogs. And of course, as my co-host likes to say, the value. And the one thing we're not going to do is pretend we're professionals. We have fun with it. It's an entertainment product, and it makes watching games a hell of a lot of fun. So Cash the Ticket, follow it in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Face the minimum.
I want to say a couple things about this. First of all, we are absolutely freaking spoiled here as Detroit Tiger fans to be able to listen to Dan Dickerson give a call of a game, or if you choose to watch on Bally's, to listen to Jason Benetti. And to it's more than listening to Benetti, it's watching Benetti. I absolutely love when they have the camera in the booth and they show Benetti talking with whomever, whether it's Gibby or Peaches or whomever is going to be in the booth with Mandy Dirks or whoever, right?
Yep.
But there was a point last night where I was howling because Benetti was like, he was trying to annoy Gibby on purpose.
Yes.
And he's like poking him in the arm. He's like, is this getting to you? Is this getting to you? And I'm like, I'm dying. But is it anything to do with baseball? Of course not. But it's just funny and it's entertaining. And what he's doing is he's getting the best out of Gibby. Mm-hmm. He's doing what Josh Lewin used to do years ago. And Josh Lewin and Kirk Gibson were my favorite.
They were a great tandem.
They were amazing. And, you know, when we and now because of Benetti's schedule where he's doing everything on the weekends, you know, we got Dan Dickerson doing TV and Dan's great at TV too.
Yep.
But to listen to Dan's call, because you get to have more of a call when you do radio as opposed to TV, as you know. Because you are the one that's setting the scene. You can't just let the crowd cheer. You have to say what just happened and give the literal play-by-play. And Dickerson does it better than, I don't even want to say better than most. It's more than that. Dan Dickerson is amazing. And that call is great because it sums it all up.
He's really good.
Beyond that.
It's too bad he's not a very nice guy.
Yeah, right. It's too bad he's such a jackass.
This is sarcasm for people. No, Dan Dickerson sarcasm. Is one of the nicest people you'll ever meet.
He's awesome. But Cater Montero, he's coming off a horrible start where it was the first time, this year that he hadn't gone five or six innings or whatever it was. And he got shelled. And he follows it up with a complete game shutout. Mm-hmm. He was as efficient as you can get through like the first seven innings and then get easy eighth inning. And you're like, is he going to come out? And then he goes and starts warming up and stretching. He's going to come back out. And, you know, Carpenter has a long enough at bat while he's down in the bowels of Comerica Park doing whatever he's got to do. And then comes back out and gets the job done. It was quite a performance from Cater Montero. And you can't help but think, where did this come from? This guy had no pedigree like he was the next one. His numbers in the minors were not good. They weren't. This guy had a high ERA in the minors. He just wasn't getting things done at all. And now he gets fettered up and hinged up. And they work marvels with the pitching staff. It's another example of, look what just happened. And you watch this guy pitch. He had such movement on his pitches. Those pitches move all over the place. But they move in and out of the zone. And you have to pay attention to that because it's going to be in a zone at some point. It may stay in there or it's going to come in and dip out. The movement is amazing on his pitches. And he's the shining example of what you can see. But we already saw it with Jack Flaherty. We saw it last year with, who's the pitcher that they ended up trading?
Michael Lorenzen.
Thank you. We saw it with him. We're seeing it a little bit with Ty Madden in a very small sample size. But Ty Madden was not good.
Ty Madden's ERA at Toledo was over 7. At Detroit, it's 2.57.
He had lowered that. He was at over 10 at Toledo. And then his last few starts, he started pitching better, but wasn't lights out great. He just pitched better, and he lowered it down to 7, which is terrible. But as you mentioned, with the Tigers, it's in the 2s in a couple of starts where he's got whatever it is, 14 innings pitched. It's the job that Hinch and Fetter have done and the other pitching coaches they have, because it's not just, you know, one guy, it's been amazing. It's been absolutely amazing, and it just puts a big smile on your face, and you're like, okay, here we go. Maybe this is why Reese Olson is so good. Maybe this is why he can, you know, get Casey Mize back on track and why you're going to try. Can you reinvent Kenta Maeda? You know, out of the bullpen, Kenta Maeda's been pretty good. He's had a couple of bad clunkers, but by and large, he's been very good out of the bullpen. So I can't give enough kudos to what the Tigers staff has done with his pitchers.
It's been great, and we've documented how the young bats have been more timely hits than an accumulation of, well, of course they're winning. Look at Chase Young. He's hitting 350. The only guy that's really come up here and has just lit it on fire since he's returned is Parker Meadows.
Yeah.
They are getting timely hits. It's been a really good season for Colt Keith, an entire season. It got better as the year went on. There have been some timely hits from some other guys, but last night the bats exploded, and the truth is they might have just gone through a stretch where they endured a 5-5 stretch of the schedule over 10 games where they did just enough to keep themselves in this thing and actually gain ground because the Twins are playing so poorly. Could they be about to get hot? Could they be about to come around? Could they be about to have a bunch of guys, you know, start to string together some good games, some good at-bats? And, I mean, last night, Parker Meadows, home run, 1-0. Riley Green, bases loaded, triple in the second, 4-0. Veerling an RBI single, 5-0. Kiter's throwing 5 and 8 pitch innings in the middle of all this.
Yeah.
And
getting double play balls like it's his job.
The Benetti call last night is maybe you can get another double play ball.
Boom.
Boom. There it is. And it was a lineout. It was a lineout double play. Yeah. And it was, but the Tigers, now some of this, admittedly, Colorado's a bad team and they look like a team that wants the season to be over.
Don't care.
I don't care either. Other teams got to bank these wins already. It's our turn here in Detroit for our baseball team to bank these wins. Got to take care of business. And dare I say, I mean, I don't even know if this is remotely debatable, but Casey Mize is about to have the biggest start of his Tigers career, because I say this all the time. You know, you can get into the whole, oh, it's not worth it, or this guy isn't worth that. What matters most and what counts times 10 is, do you help your team win important games? You know, I went through that with the whole TJ Hockenson thing when people said, oh, it's not worth it. And I said, well, take a tight end that high. I said, if he's making plays in playoff games to help you win the game, it's totally worth it. And like Jahmyr Gibbs, right? Can't take a running back that high until he's helping you win playoff games.
All that matters is that you win.
Is Casey Mize going to go out and pick up where Kiter Montero left off and go out and dominate tonight and give the Rockies no chance leading into Scooble's start on Thursday? Because Casey Mize, I don't care where you're drafted, can you help your team win big games? I mean, it'd be great if you live up to the billing, but I don't let the billing change what's most important, which is help your team win big games. Casey Mize, tonight, great opportunity to help your team win a big game. And yeah, it's a big game. These are all big effing games. I don't know how much people heard Tarek Skubal this morning, but I mean, they're aware of it, and they're... It's so funny because they're so compartmentalized. Like AJ Hinch has them totally programmed. Thinking about this stuff doesn't help us win today's game. We just got to win today's game. But whatever, this is working.
It's working and it's fun, and I'm concerned there's a hiccup in the road. They've got 14 players in the roster that are dealing or have dealt with an illness.
Right.
That they picked up on the West Coast. It's why Torkelson wasn't in the lineup last night.
Dingler
wasn't in the lineup. He was supposed to start last night. And, you know, please God, let this get through the clubhouse as quickly as possible and with as minimal of effect as you can see, because you do not want to be dealing with this when you've got a weekend series against a really good baseball team in Baltimore that could help to, you know, really kind of flip things around here. So that's my concern, but you know, just wash your hands. Don't touch your face. Drink lots of OJ. Do all the things. Don't, you know? No. How about the air high five? Whatever it is,
right?
And stay away from each other.
Yep.
Hard to do when you're on a baseball
zinc.
Team.
Zinc, what zinc, zinc. A lot of zinc.
Zinc.
Start mainlining zinc.
How about
down there.
Zinc.
Yeah. Zinc up, boys.
Yeah, but that's look. Teams deal with that stuff. That happens all the time. You hear about it. And right now the Tigers are dealing with it. Hopefully it's not going to be too debilitating. But Nice performance last night, and you mentioned that end up getting a bunch of hits and a bunch of walks. He had 10 hits and they had 7 walks. That's a lot of base runners, and 11 of them come home. That's big. Every hit that the Rockies had, and it was only 3 of them, was answered by a double play.
It's not just about watching the game. It's about betting on it. I'm Mike Valeni, and on Cash the Ticket, Jim Costa and I break down every college football and NFL matchup like it's the last game we're ever going to watch. From the best bets to the sneaky underdogs, and of course, as my co-host likes to say, the value. And the one thing we're not going to do is pretend we're professionals. We have fun with it. It's an entertainment product, and it makes watching games a hell of a lot of fun. So Cash the Ticket, follow it in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Crazy.
No walks for Montero. And he's able to, and Scooby even talked about it. He's like, we got a great start from Montero. He's able to bail out the boys that need a day rest because of what's going around. So, you know, obviously it sounds like it's hit the bullpen a little bit. Mm-hmm. And those guys needed a day off. They got a day off. So let's see if Casey Mize can go out there and give 6-7 innings tonight.
Well, yeah, in the bigger pictures, can they land this plane? I mean, right in this mix. 248-539-9797. We'll get to some Tiger stuff coming up. Also, the live animal mascot, NIL, transfer portal, trophy game thingy is next. We swing on to country college football. We'll keep talking Tigers. Got some Lions stuff to get to. It's Carson Anderson. Don't forget, we got those Tiger tickets to give away today at 11:56 with a Carson Anderson quiz question. All that in the first half of the show. 4-pack of tickets for tonight's game. 97.1 the ticket.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norse Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
It's not just about watching the game. It's about betting on it. I'm Mike Valeni, and on Cash the Ticket, Jim Costa and I break down every college football and NFL matchup like it's the last game we're ever going to watch. From the best bets to the sneaky underdogs, and of course, as my co-host likes to say, the value. And the one thing we're not going to do is pretend we're professionals. We have fun with it. It's an entertainment product, and it makes watching games a hell of a lot of fun. So Cash the Ticket, follow it in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.